We're at Oracle Open World 2019. I'm talking with my friend and colleague, Brian McKenna from Computer Weekly. Brian, you covered the opening keynote speech by Larry Ellison for Computer Weekly.
Yes,
any thoughts?
Yeah, I did that very quickly last night. Larry Ellison's keynote from the first day of the conference. So, a couple of years back, we had the announcement of the world's first autonomous database, revolutionary database. So this time round, it's not just an autonomous database, it's a fully autonomous cloud. And he talked about the underlying operating system being autonomous Linux, and how Oracle have been contributing to Linux since 1998. And now finally, after 20 years, they have an autonomous operating system, as well as the database. Now, when the autonomous database was announced 2 years ago, it was basically 18C, but it was the autonomous aspect was the delivery of it over the Oracle Cloud infrastructure. It now seems like well, there's that, but then now they're autonomizing the underlying operating system, and they're also extending the autonomization agenda beyond just clouds. So it'll be on-premise as well, and it's machine learning, essentially, is what it is. That's going to be much more widespread. So that's some of the things that Larry said yesterday. It's been your...
described as a nice segue into what I thought was the main takeaway from Safra Katz's, the CEO's keynote on the second morning today.
Yeah, second day keynote.
Yeah, the second day keynote, in which I thought the main message was the applications, the Oracle applications, they get a lot of their leading edge technology and their intelligence and their analytics from the underlying technology stack, which is something Oracle's been very proud of and had been adding to in a fairly impressive way every year we've been here. And so they've made it quite clear that many of the machine learning features that you mentioned, and the digital voice assistant, the Oracle digital assistant that has the voice recognition, the Alexa type of equivalent, is being propagated throughout the applications. And so we had a bunch of announcements today in the ERP, Oracle ERP Cloud product. They talked about the digital assistant working in timesheets and automating a lot of the tedium of submitting your timesheets for projects. They added...
which is how they've been talking about machine learning for the last few years.
Yes.
It's not some special thing they wanted to give a bizarre name to, like Leonardo or Coleman or Watson or all the rest of it. It's simply intelligent applications.
Yep. And they've had them before, and they've announced some in previous years, but they just continue to add to them. And another one that the platform that they added it to the Oracle Supply Chain Management Cloud. So there are now digital assistants, Oracle digital assistant features in the logistics function. So event management, alerting people to when there are issues with the logistics process within supply chain management. And they say they're going to begin to spread that throughout the supply chain management features. Okay, so pretty impressive list, I think, of upgrades and additions to major parts of the application platform.
So just circling back to yesterday's keynote from Larry Ellison, and of course there will be his second keynote tomorrow on the third day of the conference, so we'll see what he has to say there. But just circling back to that, I mean, in recent years a big theme, and it was a big theme yesterday, has been his inveighing against Amazon Web Services, bashing AWS as much as he possibly can. You know, the underlying theme being that the Oracle Cloud is integrated, so by that they mean IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, all these things, they think about these things holistically, they don't separate them out. And they would say that's because customers don't actually separate them out either. But there could be said to be a discernible shift in that strategy, whereby they've buddied up with Microsoft Azure. They had a partnership announcement with them over the summer in June, and that was referred to in the keynote yesterday, and very popular in the audience. A lot of applause for that. So clearly, customers have been asking for that sort of thing. So in a briefing session with the UK journalist Steve Daheb, who's SVP for Oracle Cloud, I asked him about, is this a strategic move against AWS to buddy up with Microsoft? And he basically said, well, no, it's not really as nefarious as that. It's just what customers have been asking for. And he said the analogy is with the on-prem world, where Oracle software basically runs on all sorts of hardware and interlace with other aspects of enterprise software. So why should it be any different in the cloud? And there's a big overlap between Microsoft and Oracle customers. So it's just something that kind of makes sense, and it's more organic and not some sort of Machiavellian chess move that they have made.
He sounded quite chummy about Microsoft, and I guess over the years he hasn't been as sharply competitive with them as he has been with SAP and certainly with the Amazon and AWS, but he does still make unflattering comparisons between the Oracle Cloud and the Autonomous Database and Microsoft Azure and cloud in terms of performance of the data centers, but I think he's just, to him, stating
how it goes. Maybe this time next year there'll be a great new partnership with Google Cloud Platform.
It's amazing how a business leads to these kinds of partnerships. One other thought, I would be remiss, I guess, if I didn't bring up SAP, because we both attend the SAP Sapphire Conference in the spring, and then we always go to this in the fall, the two arch rivals. And I think last year I observed something I feel is probably still even more so the case this year, that Oracle seems to be pulling away to the extent to which they are embedding this advanced technology in their ERP systems. And it's not as if SAP isn't doing it, but it seems as if their efforts with bots exist, but they're not as prominent. And maybe it's a marketing thing. They don't seem to have it to the breadth and depth that Oracle does. And then Oracle's advantage, and I think everyone recognizes this, is that it's really the full stack down to the database. And I mentioned this to a consulting firm today, and they kind of agreed that is just the competitive positioning. It's you know, SAP customers maybe are happy with the greater emphasis in general on the applications, the ERP applications, but also their cloud plays, which they got through acquisition, you know, like Concur and Ariba, where a lot of their cloud effort is from integrating their SaaS, mostly SaaS.
Quite peripheral functionality, you could say.
I tend to think of Oracle as being ahead in that way, but other times I think it's just that it's different, and it depends on what you need.
And of course, Oracle has NetSuite as well for SMEs.
We'll be hearing more about them tomorrow. They tend to save a lot of the NetSuite news for a little later in the conference, so might learn about quite a bit about what NetSuite is up to.